The mother of a young black gymnast who did not receive a medal during a ceremony last year has described what happened as a wake-up call for sports bodies to embark in some form of anti-racism training. A video of the incident at the Gymstart event in March 2022 has been shared widely on social media. It shows a Gymnastics Ireland official handing out medals to a line of young gymnasts, but skipping the only black girl in the line. The gymnast's mother, who does not wish to be named, says what happened to her daughter, who is 11 years old now, has knocked the child's confidence. I started by asking her to take us back to March of last year and tell us what happened at the Gymnastics Ireland event.
So it was the weekend of the 6th of March, 2022, and my daughter took part in a Gymstars competition in the Sport Ireland, which was organised by Gymnastics Ireland. And of course, the video, the world has everything right now. It took place right on that day. And the following Monday, we sent in an email to Gymnastics Ireland and the video of the incident. And it's just been back and forth since then.
Can you tell me how your family and your daughter felt on the day?
Well, it was all unbelievable. Like, do you know when something happens and you think and you just rewind and you say, did that just happen? Like, it was horrendous. Like, it took so much strength trying to explain why she shouldn't feel otherwise, you know, trying to make her feel, bring back the confidence. But I'd say till date, we're still helping her through, especially with the recent happenings from the past couple of days.
How has she been since?
To be honest, we keep supporting her. She's not, you know, sometimes it did knock her confidence. She's the only black child competing in the competition, so, and that happens. It is horrendous.
And can you take me through what happened after the event in March?
Yeah, so the event took place in the weekend. So on Monday morning, I would have written a letter of complaint to Gymnastics Ireland. In that letter was also an attachment of the video of what happened. So they did acknowledge my letter and says, we are looking into it, trying to identify the official in question and all of that. Now it took back and forth and it took so much time for them to come back and tell me that, yes, the official says it's a mistake or something like that. Now it's been back and forth. Like, we all know it's over a year now. So in the process of this, we actually got in contact with the GEF, that's a Gymnastics Ethics Foundation in Switzerland. And they would actually be like an intermediary between ourselves and Gymnastics Ireland. So I think it was sometime this year, March, while we were on a call together with the GEF in Switzerland, we would have mentioned to them, like, it's such an absolute shame that it's well over a year and we still have not got an apology from Gymnastics Ireland. And the next correspondence that came through would have been an email that had an attachment of an apology letter from the official and not Gymnastics Ireland. Now, in that letter says, to whom it may concern. And we immediately think, is this a joke? It followed on with two lines saying, sorry for what happened to your daughter on this. There was no even mention of name or anything like that. It wasn't even a signed letter. I still have not shown my daughter that letter because I feel it's so, it actually even makes it worse saying to whom it may concern in such a delicate incident. So, following on from that, we had international support even last year, you know, like a lot of people supported, but it was on a low key. But the past couple of days has been something totally different as the video went viral and millions of people actually objected to this. Now,
yes, a huge number of people have seen that video in the last week or so, and your story has been reported worldwide.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, but I suppose it's a wake-up call for sports bodies to actually embark on some form of anti-racism training. And there needs to be a greater awareness that will help, you know, effect some kind of change for people around the world. What happens to the next black girl that comes up in a gymnastics competition? Like, we want to see black and other races have so much confidence in whatever they do and not feel like, you know, not feel left out, not feel, there has to be some kind of inclusion.
Since your daughter and your family's story has reemerged internationally over the last week, a letter from the official has made it into the public domain. The Irish Times has quoted from it this week, where the official said, and I quote, and this is from the Irish Times report this week, "I had in my head thought that I gave your child the medal, but obviously I was wrong. I'm so truly sorry again, as I never meant to cause any upset and felt awful and cried straight away after. I hope you can accept my apology, but completely understand if you do not want to. I also hate racism against anyone. I am so truly sorry again." Do you accept that?
Well, the apology letter to start with actually came up at the mediation. I think at this stage, Gymnastics Ireland is being pressured by the international community to say, finally, here's an apology.
Well, that letter is an apology from the official in question. Gymnastics Ireland themselves issued a statement this week.
They did.
Unreservedly apologised to your family. They've apologised, quote, "for the upset that's been caused," said they were deeply sorry. They know now we need to do more to ensure nothing like this will happen again, and condemns any form of racism. That statement was this week. Do you accept what Gymnastics Ireland have said this week?
I think they've been pressured by the international community to actually apologise to me, and that's why I only got an apology only on Sunday. It's taken well over 18 months.
Why did the story of your daughter and what happened that day, why did it reemerge into, why did it become a story within the last week or so? How did it become such a huge international story only in the last week or so?
Exactly. Like I said, we've kind of kept it very low-key since March, and we would have gotten support from the international community even last year, but it's such the case, somehow it popped up online and it went viral.
Do you have any idea how that happened?
No.
So what happens now?
So much needs to happen. And that's why I'm calling on Gymnastics Ireland to embark on things like anti-racism training that will yield greater awareness, that will help, you know, effect change for girls that are coming up around the world. It's a wake-up call, I think, really, for the entire body of sports here. Regardless of who you are you a volunteer or you're a staff, whatever you may be doing, there should be some kind of anti-racism education. I know the GAA is doing it, so why not the rest? There needs to be more awareness for people to feel included. Inclusion has to come through.
In their statement, Gymnastics Ireland also said this week, "We would also like to engage with the gymnast family and Sport Against Racism Ireland to listen to any suggestions they have as to how procedures can be improved in this regard."
Yep. That's very important, yeah.
You were telling me before we started recording this interview that your daughter is still taking part in gymnastics, is that right?
She is still in gymnastics. Yes, indeed she is.
And how is she now?
Well, to be honest, since the whole thing started, it's been a huge, huge support we've given her. She's sometimes up and sometimes she's a bit low. And obviously, what happened knocked off her confidence, but we try to keep encouraging her, to tell her, like, you know, you never give up. Especially, it's a sport she loves doing. She really, really loves it. So it's been supporting her and encouraging her so far. But she's still going through.
That was the mother of the young gymnast at the centre of this story speaking to us earlier.